to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. Hello. I'm not well and I'm really sad. I'm making myself some food. I have basically spent most of today in bed feeling deeply sad about the state of things. It's the worst part of being an adult. Like, who is there to care for me? Who is there to sing soft kitty to me? Nobody. I'm sad about that, but I'll survive. I feel better than I did this morning, actually. I think a day of self-pity has done me good. I'm really excited about something, though, and I've made a decision. I'm going to buy a television, okay? And the reason I've decided this is because the new Fallout TV series is coming out in April. I've just seen the trailer for it today, and I thought to myself, do you know what? I have to see this on a television the way that God intended. And because I don't currently have like a TV that I can watch stuff on. I have a very small, very old TV. And you can tell because it's got like the big back and everything that I use sometimes if I want to use my old Xbox. And I really mean old Xbox. Like it's one of the original Xbox 360s that I just have like knocking about. If I want to watch like a movie or a TV show or whatever, I will watch it on my phone or something like that. to some people, that's terrible, but that's just how it is for me. Like, that's how I live my life, darling. It reminds me a lot, actually, of this video. I don't know if it's still on YouTube or not, but I remember when I was younger, I thought it was the fucking funniest thing in the whole world. It was this series of like shorts, and it was these two guys who made videos about if David Lynch and Crispin Glover were friends. And there's one like recurring joke that David Lynch has this obsession with it being bad about people watching TV on their phones, and it comes up all the time throughout it, and it just kills me, and it made me laugh so much. I don't know if those videos are still on YouTube, but I watched them a billion times when I was a kid. And I do that. I watch TV and films and stuff on my phone, on my iPad sometimes if I'm feeling fancy. I have not watched TV on an actual TV in Christ probably like 5 or 6 years, but I feel like I should for this Fallout TV show. So I have made a decision. I'm going to do that. But I can't do that now, obviously. One, she doesn't have the money to do that yet. And two, if I buy myself anything more than like, you know, a lip balm or something before Christmas, my mum will go bananas. So I won't. Not that I think I'm getting a TV for Christmas, but I think it's the principle of the thing. Don't buy yourself things before Christmas. It's just not on. So, you know, maybe I could look in the January sales or something like that. That's a thing. I could actually take advantage of things like that for once. Because normally I just sort of ignore the January sales because I'm not super into shopping, really. But maybe this time I will. And it's thinking about things like this that are getting me through this spell of illness. I mean, listen, I'm being dramatic, but it's really just a cold. But I'm so excited about this Fallout TV show. I first played Fallout when I was at university, and I played Fallout 3 because my housemate was like, you'll really like this game. And I was like, okay. And I did. Within minutes, I was obsessed with it. And then I became terrified when I saw my first Red Scorpion, but I was like, you know what? It's fine. I figured it out. And now it's even better because I play with mods. And so I just be like, nope, I'm going to turn that into a feral ghoul or a dog or something. Which I won't be able to do with a TV show. Oh my God. I didn't see one in the trailer. So we hope, we pray that this this TV show takes place in a region where they don't have them, maybe. It could happen. Let me have my delusions. But I loved Fallout 3 so much. I've recently thought about playing New Vegas. I did for a little bit on Twitch. I might have another crack at it before April. I am once again replaying Fallout 4, which I think honestly is probably my favorite of the series. And I know that's unpopular, but I don't care. My current playthrough. So first, I skipped everything. I went to fucking Nuka World because I was like, why not? And I became the overboss and I was like the queen of the raiders and it was really amazing. And then I was like, okay, my character's had a change of heart. She's learned the error of her ways. She's killed everyone at Nuka World. That was a fun day. And now she's back and she's going to try and find her son and she's going to get on the right path. I might join the railroad this time because I've done the Institute ending. I've done the Brotherhood of Steel one. And I really like that because I got a jetpack and I thought that was bitching. But I have a modded power armor that already gives me a jetpack and is like painted like a Santa suit, which as a Christmas girlie, I appreciate. So I don't need the Brotherhood of Steel no more. I don't need them. I have my own fucking jetpack. And I didn't need to complete the fucking storyline to get it, bitch. So Brotherhood of Steel is out. Might join the railroad. Might actually do the ending with the Minutemen. We don't know. Although I don't know about that because it means I have to go and do the castle bit and there's lots of Milurk. So I'm not too keen on them either. But yeah, I don't know. I have no one to talk about Fallout with apart from like one friend, one of my friends. So I want to talk about it with you. Yeah. So I hope that you're doing well. I'm sure I'll be fine. I'm just being a drama queen as usual. But hopefully I'll be feeling better soon. And hopefully this podcast finds you well and not ill at all. Bye. You thought this podcast was over, but it's not over. And that is because I just woke up, and also I forgot to upload that last week, so I actually am feeling quite a lot better. although now I'm not feeling so great. But I just woke up. It's Sunday morning. Like very early though, so I'm probably going to go back to bed, although I'm a little bit scared too. I just woke up and I had an insane and quite horrible dream. And I'm going to tell you about it because what the fuck? This dream, I think, involved like time travel or alternate universes. I don't know. Okay, so it began. I was on holiday with my grandparents, my mum, and my little brother. And we were staying in this, it was like a big, huge house, right? But we were only staying in like a tiny part of it.
There was like an apartment, I guess, but it was still fucking huge, so no complaints really. So we're staying there and I was having a fabulous little time. This place had its own cinema. I do not remember what I went to see, but I remember going to that cinema with my little brother and being quite impressed that they had a cinema like indoors. So we're on this holiday and then these people come and it turns out there's like some meeting going on, and I end up at this meeting. And it's all these people. And this girl that I used to know when I was at school turns to me and she laughed and she said something quite like mean and bitchy about someone else who was there. And I was like, okay. And then this guy who sat behind us suddenly gets pissed off at me as if I said it. And he's fucking yelling at me and calling me horrible and bitchy and mean and all of this shit. And I'm like, I didn't even fucking say anything. What the fuck? Why are you coming at me like that? This guy's getting in my face. He's like pushing me and whatever. He's fucking prodding me in the chest. He's that guy. And then he says the weirdest fucking thing. And I want to start by saying to the people of Australia, I don't know what the fuck this bitch was talking about, okay? I do not know what the fuck this bitch was talking about. So he looks me straight in the face and he says, you look like a bitch who dresses like they're from Australia. And I just looked at him, and even in the dream, I was perplexed. I said, I don't know what you mean. And then he just keeps repeating that at me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What did I even do? Why is everyone fucking mad at me? Because this girl he's with is also mad at me. All these other people that have turned up to this meeting at the fucking holiday house that is a house but also not a house that my grandparents have rented are all fucking yelling at me. My mum is just stood over on the sidelines looking embarrassed like I did something wrong. And I'm like, I didn't even say the thing. I don't even know what's happening. Why is everybody shouting at me? And why isn't my mother intervening? We spent 9 months together. And now you're acting like you don't know me. Wow. You think you know someone. Like, I woke up from this dream, like, mad at my mom. I was about to call her and be like, if you think you're coming to my house for Christmas in 15 days, you've got another thing coming, woman. But then I was like, wait, God, it was a dream. She didn't actually do anything to you. You just saw her yesterday. She was very nice. She gave you a present, even though it wasn't Christmas yet. You can't. It was very cute. It was a little tiny pig, and she crocheted a little tiny blanket, so it's like a pig in a blanket. I don't actually eat pigs in blankets myself, but I thought it was a very cute gesture and it was very nice. Anyway, so back to this dream. So everybody's fucking yelling at me and screaming at me. This guy is poking me, he's pushing me, he's getting right in my face. I punch him, which is wild. I'm not that girl, as you all know. And again, everyone acts like I'm the bad guy. Everyone's been turning feral on me. I snap one time to defend myself, but I'm wrong. Crazy. So anyways, I just storm out of this meeting. I turn around to my mom and I tell her that her friends are dicks. And she's like, they're not my friends. And I'm like, I don't care. So I just leave. And then I walk down this corridor and I'm all pissed off. And I turn a corner. And my mum is in the room. Like, I open the door and my mum's in a room. My grandma's in there too. And there's this woman, right? Now, hold on. I know that she's my girlfriend. she's not actually like in real life, but my dream self is like, that's my girlfriend. It's like my brain and my dream is like, that's my girlfriend. But I know, I know that it's not. At the same time, it was, it was a weird thing because I'm looking at her and I'm like, okay, outside of dream self, that's not your girlfriend, right? And then outside dream self says to dream self, no, that's not her, but kind of picking up that here in this dream universe, for some reason, she is. And then dream self is like, yeah, I was kind of getting that too. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I guess I'll just go back to whatever this is. And then outside dream self is like, okay, I am very distressed right now. So if you could make this next part kind of smooth sailing and nice, that would be really nifty. So dream self takes over again. She's like, right, okay, it's all up to me. Oh, honey. So I feel kind of happy, you know, because I'm in this moment. My mom, my grandma, my girlfriend, who's not my girlfriend, but is in the dream, they're getting on and it's nice and there's nothing bad happening and they all seem happy to see me. I guess I even momentarily forgive my mother for doing absolutely nothing while her meeting of feral ghouls set themselves upon me. I still don't actually know what the meeting was about or why my mum was in charge of it and why I only realised my mum was in charge of it when everyone started to attack me. But nevertheless, it doesn't matter now because they're all getting on and it's nice. And I felt this peace in that moment and I was like, oh my God, this is so great. I am so fucking happy right now. This is amazing. And then for some reason I get up and I leave the room. I don't know why I did that. That was a very stupid thing, I feel, because we had a good thing going there and I fucking ruined it by getting up and walking out of the fucking room like a moron. Anyway, so I go out the door, expecting to go into the hallway. I'm not in the hallway. I am in this like weird park situation. Don't know what I'm doing there. I look up. I see my little brother. He points to a body of water. He says, look, it's mum. I say, okay, what the fuck? My mum is like, she's in the water, she's swimming. And I'm like, right, okay. Great. Fabulous. Great job, mum. And then some fucking water skiing maniac comes past. And this, I mean, listen, this is, I don't know if this is possible. I have no idea. This dickhead on some water skis starts like, basically, like, skiing on my mum, like, and pushing her down under the water. And this idiot doesn't seem to realize that they're doing something wrong. And I'm like, you better get the fuck off my mother. You're gonna drown her. I'm distressed. My brother's distressed. The crowd seems indifferent. Don't know why. Don't know what they've got against my mum. They loved her, like, just before. But now they're like, no, we hate that bitch. I literally, because I had this thought in my, I don't know, like, my dream mind, whatever. I had this thought. I was like, I don't know how to swim. But also then there was this other thought that came in. I was like, right, but we're not going to stand here and watch our mother drown. Let's get to fucking work. I just go in there. Reassuringly, the water feels really shallow. Despite the drowning that's happening, I push this fucking water ski bitch off and I pull my mother up and she has a little cough and then she's fine. And I'm like, great. And then I start beating the shit out of the water ski guy because I don't know. Maybe they deserved it. I mean, this is the weird thing. I'm never violent in real life, so I don't know why I am in these dreams. I have no idea. So I get pulled away. We're going back towards this house to go and clean up my fight wounds and dry off mum. As I walk through the door to get into the house, I'm not in the house. I am in the garden at my grandparents' old house. And it's nighttime. And for some reason, I decide that I'm tired, so I'm going to sleep in the garden. And so I proceed to do this. For what reason? What was the reason? And as I'm like sleeping, I keep hearing like weird noises and like I feel like I'm being watched. At some points, I get up and I go into their old house. So I obviously had access to the house. I don't know why I didn't sleep in it. But nevertheless, the sun comes up and I'm like, right, that's enough sleeping in the garden. And I go in through the front door of their house, but I'm back at the holiday place. And everyone's packing up to go home. So off we go. I go through the door to go into my room to pack my stuff. And I'm already home. Except I'm not at my house where I live now. I'm at my mother's house where we used to live when I was growing up. And there is a weird atmosphere. She seems really mad. At me. But she won't say why. My brother seems really on edge and like anxious and frightened. And this girlfriend is gone. She's gone. And then I look at the phone. For some reason, there's still a landline phone, and I look at it, and I can see that it says somebody's on the phone, but that's the only phone, so who the hell is using it? And I pick it up, and I can hear these people, and they're talking about this dangerous person that they need to pick up, and I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? And then suddenly something clicks in my mind. They're coming for you. They're talking about you. It's you. And I think, oh, right. My mom has called somebody and they're coming to get me, and I don't understand why. And so I go up to her room to confront her. And she said, I know what you did. I know what you were planning. And I know what you did. And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she says, I know that you killed them. And I'm like, whoa, woman, what are you talking about? And then she says, and I know that you were going to kill me. And I'm like, I said, whoa, woman, what are you talking about? And she's talking about how I was apparently going to kill her and take her house, which would have been impossible because it was a council house. And at that time, and I think still now, you couldn't really pass on tenancies. It was really, really hard to do. I don't think that the council would have passed it on to me, to be honest. So how I would have got this house, I don't know.
like, even if I had succeeded in my bid for murder, I can then hear an ambulance, and my brother comes to my mum's bedroom door and says, they're here to take her away. I start panicking because I'm like, take me away. I don't think. And I'm freaking out because I don't remember any of things I've apparently done. I don't remember why I should be taken away. I don't know what I did. And, you know, I'm starting to suspect that perhaps there really is a she-wolf in my closet, and she's like a psychopath who did a lot of murders when I was unaware of this. I don't know. So anyway, I get dragged downstairs by these guys, and for some reason Faith from Casualty is there, and they basically tell me they're going to take me away and lock me away in an asylum. And I'm like, for what though? For what? And they're like, oh, attempted murder, murder. And then, I shit you not, right? Then Faith from Casualty gets right up in my face, like right up, and she just screams the word homosexuality. And I was like, what? I thought we were cool with that. It seems at this point I had forgotten that I had been accused of murder and attempted murder. I literally turned to my mum and I was so outraged. I was like, you were literally hanging out with my girlfriend earlier. What is your deal? What is your damage? What is wrong with you? Anyway, at this point, they start trying to drag me off. And I'm like, I literally said, you will never take me alive, which is very on brand for me because it's very dramatic. I was incensed. I was, as the kids say, affected. I was like, what the fuck? What did I ever do? What is my crime? Huh? Honestly, I'm screaming. I'm trying to get away from this bitch. I then threatened to throw myself off a cliff, and one instantly materialized my mind. What can I say? And this fucking guard is laughing at me, and he's like, oh no, she won't do it. She won't do it. And something in my head just said, no, do it. And then we can go back. And I literally start arguing with myself in my head, like, what do you mean we can go back? And then this voice, just so self-assured, and also mine, which makes no sense because I never sound self-assured, says, don't you know how powerful you are? And then I just jump. I just jump. And then I literally, it was like I woke up in bed. And I look around. And I'm in my grandparents' old house. And there was a part of me that knew that this holiday hadn't happened yet. And I could go back and I could do everything again and somehow not get accused of murder, attempted murder, and dun dun dun, homosexuality. And so I kind of, you know, go around, see all my family again. I'm like, hey guys, not going to accuse me of any crimes today. That's nice. Anyone want a cup of tea? And then I look down at my phone, and for some reason I can see a message from my old boss. Posting in the work group chat, outing me. How she knew, I don't know. And I don't know, it was like literally in that moment in the dream, I was like, oh my God, pain is inevitable. Judgment is inevitable. And I woke up and I literally, I was like lying there in bed, like,
on the verge of a panic attack, like checking my notifications, being like, oh my God, did I get that message? What the fuck? I was so like upset and just like laying there having a little cry with my teddy because I had experienced things. I had time traveled. I had gone to all kinds of different dimensions and shit. I had apparently done a murder that I still don't really remember. I had saved my mother's life and she betrayed me. I had a whole like other girlfriend. It was just a crazy, crazy night, I guess. And I don't even know what prompted it. Like how did that happen? How? I wasn't watching anything that would have set off a dream like that. So I've really got no idea. I was gonna watch Doctor Who last night, but I didn't. So because if I'd have watched Doctor Who and then had that dream, that would make sense, right? Because it's like, you know, you watch something that's a bit like wibbly wobbly timey wimey, and then of course you have like a dream that crazy. It makes sense, right? But the last thing I think I remember watching was The Simpsons. And it wasn't one of like the, you know, time travel episodes or future episodes, whatever you want to call them. So my brain had no business doing that to me, to be honest. It just felt gratuitously mean. So yeah, I feel a bit fragile. I guess I needed to tell you guys this and record this so that I could, you know, get it all out and be like, it was just a dream. It wasn't real. My mum's not gonna have me locked away. You know, and everything will be fine. probably. We hope.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Casey, Christina, Josie, Gabriella, David, Eleanor, Alicia, Emily, Andy, and Tyler. I'll see you next time.